According to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak their languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up to heaven, and took his seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Apostles, we note that it's after his resurrection, after 40 days, he ascended into heaven. And we know, before Jesus began his mission, he was also spent 40 days in the desert to pray and to fast. 40 days before his mission, and 40 days before he ends his mission, 40. For the Jews, this 40 has a very special meaning, because the ancestors spent 40 years in the desert, because Moses led his people from Egypt to the Promised Land, spent 40 years. So whenever this 40 come to their mind, know that God is accompanying them, with them, So Jesus returns 40 days. For him, it's a sign for the people that God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Now, after his resurrection, he spent 40 days with them, teaching them, healing them, accompanying them, and closed the period. And as we know, he sent Holy Spirit to follow his work. Even he said, you will do greater work than I am doing with the help of the Holy Spirit. So the ascension for us is a sign that God never leaves us alone. He comes from God, of course, if you go back to God. But he still stays with us in the Holy Spirit. After 10 days, they receive the Holy Spirit, right? So God is never ending to accompany us. One of the gifts to his disciples, there are many things, but to lay hands on the sick and they would recover, and this for many priests and myself can witness many, many times. When we go to the hospital to give unction to the sick, quite a few times they recover. So true. Just can't believe. One of my early days in my mission in Hong Kong, I was still a young priest. I was working in St. Margaret's Church, Happy Valley. One morning, the parish priest asked me to go to Yuen Wo Hospital to look for a dying person. So I complained to the family member, why you ask me this so late? Really dying. They say, Father, don't tell him that he's dying, although he's dying, right? You know what? After the prayer, a few days more, he left the hospital. They thought, the parents, the relatives thought, he's dying, but God had his own plan. It's still true. Another example, a young girl, he had the sickness of the blood, is also really dying. He was very thin. He was a Christian. I was thinking, if it would nice, before he died, he can receive the Holy Eucharist. So I asked her, do you want to become a Catholic so that she can receive? Because she belonged to the Lutheran. They don't believe much in the Eucharist. They don't have. So with the permission of the bishop, of course with her permission, I confirmed her and give her the sacrament of confirmation and the Eucharist. After 2 weeks, she left the hospital, recovered. Eventually, she got married and got children. You imagine? The first case, only the relatives consider the person is dying. But the second case, I consider she's dying. No. But God has his work. One recent one, before I just come back to Hong Kong, I was still working that time in Toronto. One evening, a gentleman from Pakistan, he came to me, Father, come to see my wife. He's very sick. I didn't know what was her sickness. I just went, hearing her confession, give her unction and communion. Then I went home, and that evening, The gentleman called me, Father. She spoke again. I didn't know that she can't speak for 3 months. She has cancer in the throat. She cannot speak well. Then that night, she started to speak. And the next week, they went to the hospital to check up, and no more cancer. Imagine, Jesus accompanied us. Jesus accompanied each one of us. Although not all the time, it's just sickness or physical sickness. Spiritual sickness also. You have to pray for. Ask forgiven. Many times, we want to quit some bad works, something you don't like, but you have no strength. Ask. In fact, this morning, the morning mass, the Bible is saying, Jesus is saying, you people, said to his disciples, you seldom ask things. Ask, we're given. So true. But remember, Jesus said, you ask in his name. That's a trick. What does it mean by in his name? Or today, when we say we spread the gospel and preach the gospel in his name, right? What does it mean by in his name? In his name doesn't mean normally in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I talk to you now. It's not in his name. In his name means you live like Christ. That means to say your whole life living the will of God, first of all. Then, also you love all people without exception. And always be the first one to love. And this means in his name. Whenever we love like Jesus loving, always the first one to love, always loving people unconditionally, that's the time we pray in his name. So by that time, when we are always living the will of God, whatever we ask will be given. That's why many times we ask and we're not given, because you are not living in his name. You still hate somebody. You still do good to other people. Maybe you do good to many, many people, but except one or two. That's a problem. Jesus came on earth to save all. To preach the gospel to all people, not to some people. So we have the open heart, the grace will come in. So Jesus already ascended to heaven, but he sent Holy Spirit. The second point is, you have an open heart. So today we pray that our heart be opened, that the Spirit of God enter. And with humility, say sorry to Jesus, whatever we haven't done well. Start again. Jesus is always listening. So believe the Spirit of God is accompanying us, not only to the priests, you too. You still also have the grace to pray for people, especially the parents, pray over their children. Pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ. He is in your family because you love one another. Because Jesus promised that two or three are united in my name, I will be in your midst. And that's the real family is real church. The church is not four walls. The church is people, one heart, one mind, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a real heart. Although he's ascended in heaven, there's still a human heart there. He understands our need. So let us pray. Ask. And be humble. Maybe live like him. We believe in one God.